Hello and welcome to the Grace of God Hour, brought to you by Minsky Ministries. This is Barry Minsky, and I look forward to having this opportunity of sharing God's Word with you today. In our studies in the last week, we've looked at God's wonderful plan of salvation, and then we've asked the question, now that we're saved, what should we do? And we examine part of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We looked at the first verse, and we saw very clearly that God wants us to be living sacrifices, that all that we are is to be given to Him. Every aspect of our lives is to be dedicated to His service. And I'd like to add just a couple thoughts to that. I think of the possessions that we have as being God's. And we mentioned this briefly in our last study. But sometimes we don't realize all that God has given us and how we can use these things for His glory. Let me give you a couple examples. I have a friend who only needed to buy a small car because the only people in his family at that time were his wife and him. What did he need a large car for? Well, he made a decision. He wanted to get a very large car. And the purpose of that was so that he could use his car to pick up people to go to church. Now, that's certainly using your resources for the glory of God, isn't it? There are those who may say, well, I only need a small house. But if God enables me, I'd like to buy a larger house, maybe one that has a large room in it where I can gather together people to study the Word of God, and I can invite them over. Wouldn't that be a blessing? And I'm sure you can think of a lot of other ways that you can use your resources for God, but whatever you have, they're to be used for Him, for you are to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And now we'll take a look at the second verse. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Do not be conformed to this world. Well, you know, when I think about being conformed to something, I think about the things that I made when I was a youngster. I'm sure some of you have done the same. Out of plaster of Paris or other substances where they are poured into a mold and then allowed to harden. And when you take the outside cover off the mold, you find that what you have made is in the shape of the outside cover or the mold. In other words, it was made to conform to the image of that mold. Well, I had a hobby at one time. I don't do this anymore, but my hobby was making jewelry out of silver and gold and stones. And my wife was the recipient of so many of the things that I made. She's still wearing some of the jewelry that I made for her. And the system that we use to make jewelry actually points out this whole idea of being conformed to an image. We would take gold or silver, and we would put it in a centrifugal force machine. But before that, we would take a mold, we would pour a substance into it that would harden, and we would put a piece of wax that had been shaped in the form of the jewelry that we wanted to make into this container right at the bottom. And when it hardened, we would then use heat to get the wax out, so all we had left inside was the substance and a hole in the shape of the jewelry we wanted. And this device that we had would spin around in a circle, and the gold or the silver would be forced into it. We would allow it to dry, and then when we opened it up and cracked open the outer shell, which was that substance that we poured into it, what was left was a picture of what we had made in wax, but now it was in gold or silver. That was a hobby that I had, and I enjoyed it. I made something to be conformed to a mold. Well, here Paul tells us, do not be conformed to this world. Do you know that this age, which is actually what the word means, or this world system, is trying to get us to be conformed to it? It's trying to get us to be in its mold. It's trying to get us to live our lives the way the rest of the people in the world live. In fact, some people of this world will try to get you, if you're a believer, to live the way they do. Oh, I'm sure it's happened. Old friends will come over and say, well, come on, why don't you go down to the bar with us and we'll have a few brews and sit around and talk. That person wants to mold you like himself. And he is in the mold of this world. Or it may be that someone will say, well, you know, yes, I use drugs and there's nothing wrong with it. It's good stuff for me. And, I run around with people of the opposite sex and do all kinds of things. Come on, join me. We'll have fun. God says, no, you're not to do that. You will not be conformed to the mold of this world. Isn't that what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians when he said, do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness with lawlessness? And what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. Do you know that even though the world is trying to shape us in its mold, when we demonstrate the fact that we are different, people will look at us and in so many cases say, oh, I admire him or I admire her. There's something about that person, the way he lives or the way she lives, and they may be drawn to you to hear why it is that you're different. And then you can share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with them. You see, as Paul said in Galatians, it is the Lord Jesus who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. What a blessing it is to know that we do not have to be like the world. Do not be conformed to this world. But then he goes on, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We don't have time to go into that portion of the verse in depth, so we'll leave that for our next study. But I would like to share with you a little offer that I have for you. If you will email me, I will send you an electronic copy of the song that you heard as the introduction to this radio program. His name is Jesus. All you heard is the chorus. It's a very beautiful song, and I have it recorded, and I would love to send you a copy of it electronically. So if you will just email me, I will, by return email, send you a copy of His Name is Jesus for you to enjoy. If you particularly like it, you are welcome. You have our permission to put it on a CD and share it with your friends. We would love to give that to you as a special gift. So please email me. My email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at Minsky Ministries. That's M-I-N-S-K-Y Ministries.org. I've enjoyed sharing with you, and as I said, we will continue studying this verse in our next program. And in the meantime, may the Lord richly bless you.